8 Ingredients, Culinary Musing, Number 26. Note. Serving function. Those persons who fervently read food magazines know about pasta making and may have taken the journey to a foreign country to see how pasta is made by machine and by hand. For those persons who have not taken the journey, usually as part of a luxurious vacation package, this experience is paralleled back home by taking a field trip to a local processing plant featuring the region's claim-to-fame food products. There are people who attempt to handily craft food that is more efficiently produced by machine. To be such a person, one has to be a hobbyist, or for lack of a better word, a dilettante. To craft successfully, the hobbyist slash dilettante must function as the laborer while transforming the service connotations associated with the work from a pedestrian mentality to that of an artisan slash artist. While I have taken field trips over the course of my life, I have yet to journey overseas to a ready-making plant, in particular for pasta production. I have, however, attempted to produce homemade pasta, practicing the alchemy slash chemistry of combining flour with water, cranking the concoction into strands that have resulted in spaghetti cords and sometimes in linguine threads. I have rolled and cut pasta that sometimes resulted in leather shoe durum dumplings, and other times in silky semolina ravioli. I've created gnocchi that has disintegrated in boiling water, and I've created gnocchi that has melted in my mouth. So, when making pasta, functionally, I am somewhere in between hobbyist and dilettante. Service-wise, between pedestrian and artisan slash artist. Oh, the frustrations of being middle class. For your convenience, the audio is available in print. Feel free to exercise thought by sending me an email. My email address is ed@eatingredients.com. Thanks for taking the time to visit eatingredients.com. Oh, and remember, eat your mistakes. Ingredients. Eat, eat, eat ingredients. So try to make them taste really good. Copyright 2006 by Edward K. Brown II. All rights reserved.